Springfield Hospital filed for bankruptcy protection last month, and the government wants to appoint an ombudsman to make sure patient care is protected. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains why the hospital says an ombudsman is not needed.
The bankruptcy court has the authority to appoint a patient care ombudsman. In court papers filed this week, the government said since Springfield cut some services and staffing, an independent monitor should make sure patients are protected. Mike Halstead, interim CEO at Springfield Hospital, says the staff cuts did not affect patient care.
From the very beginning, when we took a look at staffing, we focused in on the non-patient care areas. We wanted to make sure that we did not compromise the quality of the care and the safety of the care that we were providing.
Halstead says there are federal and state oversight protections in place, and having an ombudsman on site would be redundant. If the judge installs an ombudsman, Springfield Hospital will have to pay up to $40,000 a month for the service. Halstead says the hospital can't afford it.
As we're watching every penny, it would be cost that we'd have to spend for that effort that we'd have to find from somewhere else.
A court hearing is scheduled for Friday, and a decision is expected by August. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.